just a good old boy. Ah, Dukes of Hazzard thinks of happier times, going back to when the General Lee was speeding around the hills of Covington. I believe it was filmed in. I'm trying to remember.
Conyers area.
Conyers, yeah. Somewhere out there. But yeah.
Well, I think the first couple of seasons were in Conyers.
Back when Georgia Tech basketball had Bobby Crimmins and was running the table. Alfred knows a lot more about that than I do. I don't really do basketball or Georgia Tech, but Alfred does. So if you would like tickets to Georgia Tech basketball versus Pitt on Saturday, March the 5th, you want to call Alfred right now.
Yeah.
At 404-367-WGST. I know I've got quite a few of my friends listening today based on social media. I know I have at least one other Tech friend other than Alfred. So, there is no rule that if you're a friend of mine, you can't win those tickets. So start dialing now.
And tough loss last night to Louisville on the road, snapping the Tech four-game ACC winning.
So there was just nothing good about last night is what you're saying.
It was an exciting game. I got to say, we came out strong and we came back. We were down by, I think, 11 or something at one point in the second half, and we came back and made it close, but, came up a little bit short.
You're starting to sound like Team Rubio, but that's okay. it's all right. We're going to get back into the rant now because we've just started to scratch the surface on the problems. And at the end of the day, most of the problems are really symptoms of a bigger problem, and we got to keep drilling down on them. So in the last segment, kind of was talking a little bit about, I don't even remember exactly where we started, but it's our own structure of our own media, of all segments of it. We want to hear what we want to hear. So is the media the problem, or is it the consumer the problem? Because the media and the dollars, which are another big problem, are going to go where the consumer wants. And so let's drill down one more layer and get into we have become accustomed to being told that we are right. We know the customer's always right, so we can go to any retailer and demand that they reorganize things the way we want. They'll do the refunds that we want. We will send all of our food back and demand a refund if we're in any way unpleasant with our food and trust that we're not going to get the cooks in the kitchen to do something even worse to us when we come back. But we're always right. We've been told we're always right. Now we're raising generations of kids that are always told they're right. And it didn't always be that way. We used to have to understand that there was going to be some unpleasantness in life we'd have to deal with, and we'd have to overcome adversity. And now we just expect to not have the adversity, and that anyone that causes any discomfort on our level to be removed. And if you want to see evidence of that, look at any university system right now where colleges across the country are creating safe spaces. And I've seen articles written by psychologists saying that there are a lot of kids in college that go prepared not to actually, they just literally can't handle any competing thought. And it just causes them to go into an absolute depression when they're having to think for themselves, and then they get challenged and they just expect people to conform to what they're right. And it's not just kids. I'm not blaming the millennials. Somebody had to raise them. And as a country, we've gotten to the point where we don't have to tolerate diversity of thought, because we no longer have entertainment just down at the local church in our community where, you know, we've got 500 cable TV stations and we don't even have to listen to the radio anymore because we have iPods, though we appreciate listening to 640 AM WGSD. But we can pick and choose where we get our information or entertainment, and we don't have to do it together as a people. And so we can spend our entire lives not having to be around anyone we disagree with or don't like. We have Facebook, and we can defriend the people that post things we don't like and disagree with, and we can block you on Twitter. And, you know, at the end of the day, we boil this down to we have built a bubble, both with our own media and with our own selections that we choose. We don't want to talk to people that disagree with us, because we've started to take conflict of any kind very personally. And I see this all the time on Facebook, because those of you that know me, and if you've listened to me on the radio, know I have some pretty strong opinions, and I'm quite cool with that. I also know that many other people have strong opinions that are 180 degrees opposite of mine, and some of them are my best friends. And I mean that truly generally. I don't mean in the political sense if I hang out with them. I hang out with people, and I want to be with people that disagree with me. We talked about it on Georgia Paul Radio, I think last Friday or the Friday before, but in the death of Justice Scalia, one of the most powerful things to me about the things that happened afterwards, or that press statement that was put out by Justice Ginsburg, ideologically one of his absolute foes, but they were genuine friends that socialized together. And Scalia went to David Axelrod when he was in the Obama administration and tried to get Elena Kagan appointed to the Supreme Court, knowing she was a liberal that was totally against her, but he knew the Obama administration wasn't going to appoint a conservative, so he wanted a smart person. He wanted an adversary. And Justice Ginsburg said in her statement that Scalia challenged her to be a better justice because she had to write better opinions because she knew if she just phoned it in that day that he would tear her apart. She didn't say that, but that's what she said. Strength of ideas meets strength of ideas. And Republicans and conservatives no longer really want to see the strength of ideas. They don't want people to really challenge them. That's why when Randy called in, Randy likes to Randy rant, and that's good. He enjoys it, and it's fun. But I wanted to talk to Randy today because, again, if you talk to people that you disagree with and you actually can pose questions and go back and forth, you can, number one, you can find out why they think the way they think. Secondly, that moves you on to, does it give you something that you can come back to beat their argument with and try to convince them and persuade them? Because politics is supposed to be about persuasion. It's not supposed to be about purging people you don't agree with, which has become a Republican Party mantra. If you're not conservative enough, we'll just get rid of you. It's not about that. It's about convincing the people that disagree with you to support you, either on an issue for a vote or to join you in your party if they can get an enough agreement to realize that you actually can work together and be on the same team. That's what politics is. It's not about defeating the opposition and they go away. It's about co-opting them and making them you. So if this Donald Trump wave was about co-opting people and making us think something, I could get on board with it, but it's not. It's about tearing something down. And this ultimately, to me, gets back to one of the biggest problems that we face as a Republican Party, and it's what we're going to spend a large part of the next segment on, because this is, at the end of the day, before you fix any of those symptoms we've talked about, we're going to have to fix one simple problem. And it's not so simple, unfortunately. Should be, but it's not. The Republican Party and the conservative movement does not understand what it stands for. We think we do. We don't know. That's sobering, scary, and for someone that's spent roughly 3 decades in various forms of Republican politics, to realize that we are a party that is an empty vessel without a core right now, I did lie awake a little bit of last night thinking about that. Y'all can think about it over the break. We'll talk about it more just a little bit on 640 AM WGST.